This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Well, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877 Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're going to just take a quick break from some of the headlines, and I want to just talk about a concept that has been brought up multiple times on the show when we spoke about it, but now that it's happening to me, we're just going to spend a couple minutes talking about this. So there was one of our listeners had called in a few years back saying, father had a heart attack, mother has a heart attack, everybody has diabetes, there's breast cancer in the family, there's colon cancer in the family, you know, what do they do? What do they do? And they're so scared that they're going to get a cancer diagnosis or drop of a heart attack when they're driving with their kids. And, you know, maybe it's not a very common term, but a medical paranoia is something that sometimes hits a lot of us when we have a family member die. When we hear that something's running in the family, it does make you scared. It's very common to feel like, oh my gosh, you know, my father dropped dead of a heart attack at age 62. It was the day after the Bush election in 2004. And that scared the hell out of my family members. They're like, there's no warning. There was no warning. He just, you know, me as a physician, you see people die. You're a little bit more prepared for it, but there's a lot of individuals that I have to realize that seeing somebody die in front of you or knowing a loved one is gone, it's hard. And so when you do start to get middle age, and because a lot of young people, they don't really think about their health as much. They might be eating healthy and working out, but when you're middle age, that's when you go, okay, what are my risk factors? It's very easy to become paranoid. Now, I have been throughout with all my cancer scares or issues and tumor removal and surgeries. I've been like, cool with it. You know, if I get cancer, I'll knock it out of the ballpark. But you guys saw a couple weeks ago, I was nervous and I was scared. There's breast cancer in the family. The tech seemed to spend a lot of time on this one spot. I saw the spot on the screen. So I was freaked out. I got a letter saying everything's benign. Didn't necessarily give me a lot of details, so I'm going to get more details, because what I know with medicine is oftentimes there's more that needs to be done, and I saw it, so, but for the most part, if the doctor thought, so far so good, we're going to go with that right now, whew, but it was the first time in my life, well, I mean, I've been scared before, but I was really starting to get scared, probably because I saw it, and I saw what I thought I saw. And having had a tumor on my ovary, having had multiple surgeries for things, having family members with cancer, breast cancer in the family, colon cancer in the family, heart disease in the family, it is very easy to become medically paranoid. It's very easy to go, wait a second, I could have something right now. It could be brewing right now. And I have been calm and cool, collected this whole time. I mean, I kept my mind busy. I went to Disneyland. I was at a great wedding. Congratulations, Nathaniel and Emma. Great, you know, and I've been keeping busy and all that. But the truth of the matter is these things weigh on you. And when psychologists work with individuals on dealing with something that is inevitable, not in your head, you know, these are scares. These are concerns. One thing that we teach people in psychology is to do something about it. And you're like, well, what do you mean? This is something I can't, I'm at God's mercy. I'm at nature's mercy. There's nothing I could do. There's a lot you could do. I told you, one thing that really bothers us, whether it's an election, whether it's a medical condition, whether it's a job, is we think we could have prevented it. We think we could have prevented a bad relationship with the boss, or we think we could have prevented the cancer, or we think we could have prevented an election outcome. And what really depresses you or scares you is when you feel you have no control. We talk about election anxiety. One reason why people have it is they think it is completely out of their hands, and they have no control, and all this is happening around them. So get some control. You might not get all control, but if you're busy trying to control something, cutting your sugar, exercising more, you don't be as anxious anymore. You want to feel like you're doing something. You know, I mean, we, God forbid, you know, we'll all leave this earth and be up in heaven. And I really believe that this is not our final destination. I think there's a lot we do up in heaven or in that dimension. And this is all a job, like a job interview. You know, God's watching us going, okay, no, you're definitely not an artist. You're not singing Dr. Dolly in heaven. I know you think you can sing, but nah, you're not going to sing. We'll have you do something else, maybe play piano. Okay, well, that's fine. But I really believe God watches us and goes, this is where I need you. This is where I need you. And when there's an amazing soul like my uncle, who was 13 when he died, maybe it's because God's like, I need you, and there's work you need to do. So you're coming with me. And so we think it's out of our control. That no, I think we are always meeting a goal. And so, you know, if you do have a family history that is wrought with everything, then, you know, talk to your medical provider. What can I do? How can I get my cholesterol down? How can I get my blood sugar in control? You know me, I talked to my friend about this. I got double D's. You know, do I really need double D's? You know, maybe I can lose some weight. Do they really have to be double D's? You know, there are things you can do and set goals. And when you set goals, you aren't as nervous about it. I know eventually I'm going to need to get my knees replaced. I know eventually I'm going to need cosmetic surgery. I mean, that's going to come. And I don't know where I'm going to find the money to do it, because it's going to cost. If you thought the midterm election cost a lot, wait till you see what I'm going to have to spend for cosmetic surgery. But, you know, I could do things. I could, you know, hydrate my skin more. I could drink more water. I could try to get more vitamin D. I could maybe use more sunblock. There are always things you could do. Same thing. People are freaked out about the economy. They go to the grocery store and they're like, whoa, how am I going to afford, you know, gas and electricity? How am I going to buy an electric car? How am I going to? Well, there's things you could do. You know, there's ways and, you know, sit down, look at your finances, coupon, you know, look at, maybe ask for a raise. That doesn't hurt. Maybe do a side job. There's always something you could do. It might not be the most successful, but the fact that you're doing something is so much more productive than sitting there and worrying. We all have family histories of medical issues, you know, and so thank God I got some good news, but it's always going to weigh on me because it's in the family, you know, and these do weigh a lot. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
This report is sponsored by Janssen Pharmaceuticals, incorporated under CP308462V1. The average out-of-pocket prescription cost for insured patients has risen in the U.S. in recent years, despite overall drug prices remaining stable or even declining. One reason patient out-of-pocket spending has grown is a change in how health insurance is designed and how pharmacy benefits are managed. When a patient reaches their maximum amount for medication coverage on their insurance plan, they may hit a coverage gap, causing out-of-pocket prescription costs to suddenly increase. Patients on blood thinner medication shouldn't have to worry about missing doses because of an insurance coverage gap. There is a potential option available to help keep their blood thinner treatment plan on track. Dr. Daniel Slott is a senior vice president at the American Pharmacists Association.
Insurance plans can be complex and confusing, but patients shouldn't have to compromise their health because they can't afford their medications. Your pharmacist can help you find programs designed to help you afford your medications.
To learn more about coverage gaps, visit feelingwhen.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Daniel, our producer. All right, so I'll keep you guys posted on what's going on with Nevada numbers. We are close to 80% reporting in the U.S. House race. For the U.S. House race, Dina Titus for District 1, she's always a shoo-in. People like her a lot. Very popular. Nice lady. For the Democrats, so far has 50.3% of the votes. Mark Robertson, 47.4%. She's leading by about 5,500 votes. It's tight. Mark Amadei called it already. Republican, very popular in northern Nevada. Had twice the number of votes over Elizabeth Krause. Susie Lee, very highly contested race. The Congressional District 3 is, oftentimes a Republican stronghold. I think Joe Heck held it for a while. Susie Lee was able to, take control, last election, and she was up against April Becker. I know April, nice lady. They are now differing by about 1,600 votes. That's it. 1,600 votes.
Susie Lee leading 80% reporting, 50.4% to the 49.6. So it is razor thin. Nevada Congressional District 4, Stephen Horsford ahead by about 6,000 votes. It's flipping close. It's just, man, it's, like I said, it's tighter than my pants right now. In terms of the Senate, all eyes are on, can Nevada swing it? Adam Laxalt is right now 21,000 votes ahead of the Democratic candidate Catherine Cortez Masto. They're 77% of the votes in, so this is going to be tight. He's run a tough race. There's been a lot of criticism of, you know, how he ran his race, but it's, again, if he pulls it off, that's a huge, huge win for Republicans. And then the governor race looks like it might be leaning towards Sheriff Joe Lombardo. Sheriff Joe Lombardo went up against Steve Sisolak, who has been governor for a while, when the state turned from Sandoval, Republican, to blue, Steve Sisolak. Steve Sisolak right now is trailing by 40,000 votes. Now, again, only 77% of the reporting is in. Now, ballot measures have been big across the country. A lot of ballot measures. Slavery's on the ballot. Abortion's on the ballot. This country, minimum wage. In Nevada, the ballot measures all seem to pass. The first one was to add an equal rights amendment to the state constitution. It amended, and it looks like it's going to pass, it amended the Nevada Constitution to prohibit the infringement of rights based on race, color, creed, sex, sexual orientation, gender identity, or expression, age, disability, ancestry, or national origin. Now, you would think, well, that would be a slam dunk. Of course it would pass. We all want equal rights. If it's in our national constitution, why would it have to be added to the state constitution? Well, some critics of it think that is going to then affect sports, school sports, and bathrooms, and if we're going to use the term boy and girl in school. So, equal rights, to me, is a done deal. I don't understand why it wasn't in our Constitution. I don't understand also why it has to be, added if it's already the law of the land federally. But maybe it's because there is going to be some applications for it later. So that has passed. Increasing of the minimum wage. So in Nevada, minimum wage is going to be set at $12 an hour. And it ends annual inflationary adjustments. This amendment supersedes any existing law and its provisions for minimum wage increases. So we will be $12 an hour beginning July 1, 2024. Most of the state already pays more than that. So remember, minimum wage is a baseline. But I think what also it means is if you have a worker who is also getting extra benefits, there used to be, well, if you're getting benefits, then you get a less wage. But if you're not getting benefits, then you get the full 12. Now they're like, it doesn't matter whether you get benefits or not. To me, $12 is still, considering inflation, it's a drop in the bucket. But as you raise the minimum wage, what do business owners do? They raise the prices. So inflation is gonna continue to go up. But my concern with this is now workers are going, if an employer is like, well, then why am I supplying health care? Why am I supplying, it's costing, I have to pay them more anyway. So you know what? Just part-time work and no benefits. So, it'll be interesting to see what happens with that. But it passed. It's looking like it's passing. And then implements ranked choice voting. So Nevada wants to mimic California, where the rules of the primary elections are going to change to the top five finishers of any party and then implement ranked choice voting in general elections. So such that, rather than it just be Republican or Democrat, you vote for your top five candidates, and then from there, those get split. So it's, some people really like it. Some people think it's a little confusing. It's so far ahead 24,000 votes. Now, in terms of across the country, a lot going on. In terms of abortion access, they say voters in Michigan, California, and Vermont enshrined abortion rights in their state constitution. In Kentucky, an anti-abortion measure on the ballots was rejected by voters. The rejection of the amendment attempted to deny any constitutional protections for abortion in the state. So this was a huge victory for abortion rights. Kentucky legislature had imposed a near total ban, still, I think, for rape, incest, a life of the mother. But that ban could still be upheld by the state Supreme Court. But the amendment rejection means there's a possibility for the court to declare abortion as a state right. In Montana, there's a referendum that could mean, now this is according to MSN, I haven't read the referendum, could mean criminal charges for healthcare workers if they don't take, quote, all medically appropriate and reasonable actions to preserve the life of the infant who was born living, including after an attempted abortion. So that is a little tricky, you know, when you have a, you know, partial birth abortion. You know, do we put the baby in the NICU? Do we do all, you know, I mean, you know, we can... we have been able to do miraculous things with premature infants, and if there's going to be an abortion that is third trimester, you know, what do we do for the baby? So that's something that I believe is on in Montana. I'm not sure how that voted. Now, voting rights were on the ballots of several states. In Connecticut, there was a constitutional amendment to allow in-person early voting that passed. Ohio passed an amendment that would prohibit people who are not U.S. citizens from voting in local elections. In Nebraska, voters passed a measure that required a valid photo ID to vote in any election. In Arizona, voters, we still don't know how that's going to rule. They need to provide a date of birth and voter identification number for early ballot affidavits instead of just a signature. And then in Michigan, voters were asked to create a 9-day window for early voting. And then also requiring a photo ID or signed affidavit to vote. Slavery is going to be prohibited. It blows my mind that's still there, but it's because of it includes imprisoned inmates and the work they have to do. So five states are deciding whether to abolish slavery. Alabama, Tennessee, and Vermont passed measures to change their state constitutions to prohibit slavery and involuntary servitude as punishment for crime. In Oregon, they said the vote remained too close to call. Voters in support of adopting it are leading. And then Louisiana rejected an amendment to remove language from the state's constitution allowing for involuntary servitude in the criminal justice system. So apparently the 13th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution ended slavery, but loopholes allow, you know, if you're in jail and then you'll do work in jail, well, that could be a form of slavery. That has been put on the ballots. Maryland and Missouri have legalized recreational weed. Other states have been voting on marijuana. I think multiple states were looking at it. So I don't know if we have all the results in. Arkansas, North Dakota, and South Dakota did reject the legalization of marijuana. Colorado voted if they should define certain fungi and psychedelic plants as natural medicine. That would allow personal use. D.C. wages minimum wage for tipped workers. We talked about what's going on with Nevada. Nebraska is going to raise their minimum wage to $15 an hour by 2026. Tipped workers, I told you when I waited tables, because you would make a lot of your money in tips, your baseline was lower. It gets the employer a huge break because I was, making like $2 an hour, I think, waiting tables, but I was living on the tips. The problem is, if people don't tip, you're in trouble. And if you have an employer that takes your tips or makes you split tips, that could also be an issue. So D.C. says even tipped employees get minimum wage. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds, no more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Many are cheering today for the end of negative campaign ads. Experts say the reason we see so many is simple, because they work. Professor Guy Golan with Texas Christian University says polling shows that negative campaign ads are unpopular with voters, but they keep getting used. Votes are still being counted in tight races across the country. Counting and verifying ballots is taking place in Georgia, Wisconsin, Arizona, and Nevada. This, as Republican Senator from South Carolina Lindsey Graham tells NBC's Today Show, Republicans were hoping to flip more seats from blue to red.
Definitely not a Republican wave, that's for darn sure.
WNBA star Brittany Griner was transferred to a prison in Russia to serve the remainder of a 9-year drug conviction. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So negative attack ads may have impacted this election more than we thought. And I'm going to do a quick Facebook Live on this, too, because some of you have asked for more video. Honestly, you really shouldn't be asking for more video. Honestly, if you saw me, I got home real late last night because I was on the Steve Sanchez Show when we were doing election results, and the election results were coming in. And then I had a disability exam to perform today, as I'm not a lot of makeup. But anyway, these negative attack ads, we make fun of them. We ask why they continue. Why do we have to watch them? We ignore them. We turn them off. We fast forward. Yet, when you speak to voters, they tell you that they saw them, that they heard some things, and they didn't like the candidate as a result of the ad. And as much as we might not like ads and we might not like yellow journalism and mudslinging or false narratives, if something works, it's going to thrive. And we're being told that these attack ads might have been so much more pivotal in this election that now there's more momentum and more gain to do them. Now, this is not where I wanted us to go. And a question I get, and I'm not an attorney, is a question I get is, can't you sue for somebody saying something false about you? You should. There's libel, there's slander, there's false advert, there's legal recourse. In fact, I think in Utah, Evan McMullen is suing over an attack ad. Independent Senate candidate Evan McMullen sued Club for Growth Action and local TV stations over a misleading attack ad, arguing the doctored video makes it sound like he called all Republicans racist and bigots. The lawsuit is being filed in the 3rd District Court in Salt Lake City. It contends that the conservative super PAC distorts old footage and audio to make it sound like he accused all Republicans of being racist and bigots. And the lawsuit says he never said this. On the contrary, his public work has been centered on earning the trust of Republicans and conservatives in the state and throughout the country. So these races get nasty. And if a candidate has something on another candidate that they want to put in their ad, if it's truthful, they can. If it's not truthful, there's some wiggle room for them. One is the way they word it. So, you know, I'm looking at these ads, and they're saying that whichever candidate in Nevada gets elected, they have the power to criminalize abortion and put women in jail. And I'm like, no, that's not true, because the state constitution protects abortion. Where are they getting that? And then you started to hear the wording, if you really listen closely, that he supports the criminalization and has said he would consider to. And then when you start to see the wording, if you don't listen to it clear enough, it sounds like this is somebody that's going to start rounding all these women up and put them in jail. It's like, and people believe this stuff. Why are you believing that? You know, one is when they say no, all we said is he supports that. Well, how do you know he supports that? Well, because he supports this candidate, and this candidate supported the legislation. We saw him like a tweet, which means he supports that candidate, another candidate doing it. And so, you know, lawyers may not be like, you know, I'm not going to take the case. It's going to be hard to win. It's not going to go anywhere. So many of these politicians let these ads go if there's that wiggle room. Another issue that happens is the lawsuit won't occur until after the election. So you have individuals out there that say, you know what? What's going to happen to me? You know, well, at least we'll have won the election. We have money. We raised a lot of money. Let's hold on to that money for legal fees. I don't know if you're allowed to use campaign funds for legal fees. And if we get sued, the election will already be over. I mean, how many times have you heard people successfully sue for attack ads and then the whole state or country was able to get the different story? You don't hear about it. There are lawsuits. There are people that fight it. And then they say, no, but I corrected it. We got it corrected, and they apologize, and they put a correction on the 7th page of our newspaper. By then, the damage is done. So that's why I'm not a fan of negative attack ads. You could practically say anything about anybody, and even if there are severe legal consequences, it happens after the election. And what has happened now is there has been positive reinforcement for that type of activity during politics. I mean, I don't like listening to ads. I shut it off. I don't need to hear people bad-mouthing Sisolak or bad-mouthing Lombardo and bad-mouthing Catherine Cortez Masto. I know these people. I don't really want to sit here and hear that. I mean, I am a Nevadan. I know what I see in my state. I don't need the ads. But you have a lot of new people that come to the state. I live in Nevada. I've also lived in Arizona. I've lived in California. We're having a lot of Californians moving. A lot of Californians have come into Nevada. A lot of Californians have come into Arizona. They aren't necessarily Californians fleeing the politics. People think Republicans are fleeing California. No, Democrats are fleeing California too. So as Nevada and Arizona start to go purple or blue or go back and forth between blue and red, you have new people in the state going, I don't know who the governor is. I don't really know who I'm voting for. And so the visuals, you know, with the mean face and the off pictures and the black and white and you start to go, oh, okay, well then that person, I'm not voting for that person. And that's another thing too. That's how they pull on your heartstrings. You know, you, depending on the ad, and it's not even about the content of the ad, is if you make that person look like a bad person, you then feel guilty. If you're a God-loving person of faith, you're like, okay, I don't want that on my conscience that I voted for somebody who could have had fraud. And you're like, but did they really have fraud? Was it really fraudulent? I mean, did they go to jail? Did they, what does the political candidate know that the legal system and the person who allegedly got frauded doesn't know? But you're new to the state. You go, oh, okay, that person looks like a bad guy. I'm not going to vote for him. And the ads work. These ads work. I know negative ads work. I don't like them. I'd like us to get rid of them. I think there should be more consequences for false or misleading narratives on these, because anybody could say anything. And people say, well, DeSantis should run because he's got a clean background. People don't really have a lot on him. I am sure somebody's going to say something. And there's going to be something, or somebody's going to say that, he got her pregnant, or there will always be negativity coming. And maybe some of us have skeletons in our closet, maybe we don't. But if we can't trust, what people are saying, then when we talk about election integrity, it isn't just about you filling out your vote and it getting counted. It's also about what manipulation you are getting prior to your vote. You are not allowed to be scared. You are not allowed to be threatened, coerced to vote. Well, you also shouldn't be manipulated. Now, if somebody did have a voting record where they voted to, let's say, defund the police, and they say, look, this person voted to defund the police. Okay, then that's a fact. But if they say this person wants crime, they want, what the hell are you saying? That doesn't mean they want crime. So these negative ads are going to keep coming. And they're going to cost a lot of money, and these elections aren't going to change, but they definitely had an impact this election. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the holidays are coming. Hallelujah, praise the Lord, because we could use some cheering up, right? And we got some turkey time. We're going to have Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, New Year's. Well, then, with New Year's, there's going to be the New Year's resolutions, which I hate. Okay, I cannot stand New Year's resolutions. Now, you want to set some goals for yourself, that's fine. Nobody wants to hear your New Year's resolutions. Why don't we all, like, go around the room and share and talk about what our New Year's resolutions are? Nobody cares. Nobody wants to hear that you're going to lose weight. Are you going to quit drinking? Are you going to quit hitting on your, you know, husband's wife? Nobody, or your friend's wife. All right? Anyway.
But, you know, we do, and everybody talks about it, and okay, fine. It's something I want to talk about. Well, one thing that has been a common New Year's resolution is I'm going to go vegan. I'm going vegan. I'm like, really? You could stick to that. You could go vegan. I still see pieces of your hamburger on your mouth. No, I am going to go vegan. Okay, good, good. All the power to you. I hope it works. And when my patients had wanted to go vegan, I didn't have a lot of them. I thought I would have more vegans than I thought. I had a little bit more vegetarians, but still, I would have thought we would, because I always talk to my patients about their diets, and I had a few, but not a lot. And I think it's because people like chicken, fish, and if they eat chicken or fish, they don't really consider themselves then, you know, there is a flexitarian, and some people consider themselves vegetarian if they have fish, but I didn't really have as many as I thought I would. And there were one, maybe two individuals I had to actually make a suggestion about meat too. And I never wanted to do that. If you want to do an all plant-based diet, if you want to cut animal fat, you know, all the power to you. I think there are health benefits. But I had to intervene because one of my patients was having some pretty severe depression. And it started to worsen after she changed her diet. Because what do we do when there's depression? We talk about your diet and your exercise. And you know, in addition to medications and therapy, you know, what can you do natural with your diet and exercise? What's going on? So when I asked, she's like, well, my diet's good because I'm all vegan. I'm like, okay, good, good, good. When did that happen? About 6 months ago. You said you've been depressed for about 6 months. Yeah, but I go, when you turned vegan, was it, you know, you went from vegetarian to vegan, or did you cold turkey it? Oh, no, no, I ate a lot of meat, and I was like, I am done with meat. So I'm like, okay, you're about to go on a third medication for your depression. You're telling me your psychiatrist hasn't been able to help you, and the therapy's not working. One option, and I'm not going to force it, it's up to you, but one option is you might want to try a little tuna. Maybe a little bite of salmon. Maybe a little chicken for one meal. See if you notice a little difference. If you do notice a difference, try it in another meal. And if you notice that you are changing, your moods are changing, there's a chance there is something in meat. Who knows? Maybe it's the hormones in meat. Maybe it's the protein. Maybe it's the vitamins. But there's a chance that maybe that could be causing it. And the last thing I wanted to do is to turn any vegan back to eating meat. That's not what I want to do as a doctor. But what do you do when you have somebody where the medications aren't working and the specialists are struggling to get them back? It worked. She's back on chicken fish. And I've always kind of felt bad. I know that was a success. That's supposed to be a success story in a doctor's career, but I feel guilty. You know, because it was somebody eating less meat and, you know, aren't we trying to get people to eat less meat than they do? You don't have to be meatless per se, but I got to tell you, I do think there is a link between lack of meat and depression. Well, there's a big article here in Daily Mail talking about how the great vegan diet con may not always be better for your health. Now, I don't necessarily think it's a con, but I do think that if you don't do it right, there could be some problems. They say there's a growing body of evidence suggesting going vegan may also be detrimental to your health, especially without heavy supplementation. Studies have shown vegans are more likely to face broken bones, anemia because of this restrictive diet preventing key nutrients from getting in. If you're not bringing in dairy, if you're not eating meat, and you're not supplementing correctly, it could be a problem. And I've had vegans say, no, you know, I take vitamins, I take these supplements, and, you know, we've spoken to you guys about that. I'm not a fan of bottled vitamins and supplements as much as I am the natural food. And so when you're telling me you're taking calcium, you're getting your calcium in by these chalky tablets, I mean, calcium pills we found could cause artery sediment. Cardiac artery sediment. In fact, there were studies saying those who take cardiac supplements were at higher risk for cardiovascular blockage and cardiovascular disease. It's not because of, you know, taking in your dairy, although, you know, cheese and stuff could be fattening, but it was the actual, it was the chalky pills that were doing it. Kidney stones. These chalky sort of calcium supplements could put you at risk for kidney stones also. And so when you're telling me, but I'm taking all these tablets so I could still be vegan, I get that's, you know, you're working your butt off, and I commend you for that. I mean, that's a lot of self-control, but I just can't say what you're getting from these supplements are really the true vitamins. If you, you know, fish oil, that we talked about this with fish oil. If you eat the fish, that's one thing. But some of these fish oils, they don't do what you think it is. If you have a diet rich in fish, your cholesterol is going to be better than if you eat meat, fatty meat, and you pop fish oil pills. There's a big difference between natural and not. So the other thing that's been happening is some vegans will use highly processed vegan foods. There's these packages that say this is vegan. And they and so you're like, oh, damn, this tastes good. This tastes like a potato chip. This tastes really yummy. But the problem is they're compensating with this processed foods. Whereas if you ate I'm not saying to eat a potato chip. Potato chips are processed too. But you also don't know what these are. Vegan cheeses, meat-free burgers, non-dairy ice cream. Well, they have to use substitutes. Sometimes they have to use oils and other ingredients like saturated fat, sugar, and salt. And I don't think you're allowed to have certain fats when you're vegan. So a lot of these vegan foods might be even higher in calories, they're saying. So bone fractures, anemia, stroke, depression, and hair loss. Stroke has been linked to vegan diets. They say some scientists suggest dining on a vegan diet may actually raise your risk of stroke. Even if you avoid eating red meat, it can lower heart disease and diabetes. But in a study involving 48,000 people, including 16,000 vegans, there were 3 more cases of stroke among the vegans than the meat eaters. Now, that doesn't prove being vegan causes a stroke, but they wonder, was it because of the B12 deficiency? You could be vitamin B12 deficient because you're not eating beef. Is it because your body does need proteins? So if then it tries to compensate with other things, there's been studies showing hair loss might be linked to it as well. Depression, as we spoke about, you know, hair loss, they say vegans suffer more hair loss than those who eat meat. And they say maybe it's because of some key nutrients. And here's the other thing, too, that we have to remember. We don't know every vitamin and nutrient that's out there. We think we know our A's to Z's. But what's in nature and what's in something, we just might not have identified it yet. So there might be something your body requires. So here's the thing. If you're doing well and you feel great and you love life and your doctor's happy, stick with it. But just remember, you're not reproducing a completely balanced diet all the time with supplements. 1-877-DOCBELLY.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.